Right, I'm only going to talk very briefly now about the things that the LCA have been doing this year. I joined the LCA at the beginning of this year, and I think my main reason for joining was specifically because the LCA had deregistered as a political party. I never considered myself to be political. I must admit, since getting involved in the campaign, I think that opinion's probably changed now. But I do think that the LCA is in a bit of a transition stage at the moment. And my view would be, and it is, I still feel a bit of an outsider. I've not been involved in the campaign for too long, but I would, my idea is that when the LCA was a political party, people had a job to do. If you were a candidate or you were campaigning, you kind of knew what your place was in the LCA. But from what I can gather, being a political party takes so much energy just to be a political party. So I think what happened was that all of the energies that should have been going into campaigning have actually been going into just being a political party. And if we consider that the LCA only deregistered in November of last year, and this is the first time that any number of people have got together in the LCA, other than small meetings that we've had as an admin team, I think it's not really surprising that we're still really trying to find our way as a campaign group. And I know that there are lots of ideas. Some people are even already saying that we should re-register, we need to be a political party. I don't necessarily agree with that because I don't really want to put a lot of energy into politics other than trying to change the views of politicians. So I think with that in mind, the LCA has done a lot this year, but when you, if you look at the LCA forum and the list of achievements, it's a lot that's being done by very, very few people. I've got a list here that goes from January. At the very start of the year, Alan started campaigning about gritweed. So we did actually have some success there, and the Home Office did issue health warnings about gritweed. It's certainly become more in the public consciousness. There was even a little piece in the local paper about gritweed. The LCA was also involved in campaigning with THC for MS with Patricia. Lots of things have happened in terms of writing letters to the government, but if you look down the list, you see the same names all the time. Alan Buffery, Chris Baldwin, Ingo, Alan Buffery again, Chris Baldwin, Don Barnard, Alan Buffery. It's just the same people all the time. Don Barnard, Colin Priest, he's very big into hemp and the environmental issues, wasn't able to be with us today, but he's done a lot this year in terms of interviews about hemp. Linda Hendry, been on Radio Scotland. A list again, Don Barnard, Don Barnard, Don Barnard, Don Barnard, Chris Baldwin, and then two from me there. I did an event at a local community event, just had a stall. We got about 20 signatures on the petition, didn't make any money out of it, but I actually felt that it was positive because there were lots of flyers that went out, and just talking to people, there was no negative reaction at all that day, and there was all sorts of people wandering around. The other thing that we've been doing this year is we've started having some more structured meetings. So, for example, my background is actually in the automotive industry. I had a 20-odd year career painting luxury motor cars. But one of the things that I got from that is things like meeting skills, taking minutes of meetings, agreeing actions, making sure that if you have a meeting that something positive comes from that. So the first meeting that I attended was one back in January of this year. And it was the first time that I'd met any of the LCA guys. And at that stage, we didn't actually take minutes from that meeting. It was really quite a social gathering of people, like a regrouping. And since then, we've had two further meetings. And we've actually produced minutes from those meetings. And the flip chart that I've got in the corner there, I'll actually take along to the meeting. We had one in Nuneaton at a member's house. We had one at Worthing down at Chrissy's house. So rather than just talking, we do actually capture the things that we want to action and put names next to them. So, you know, things like the fact, one of the things that Alan asked us to do as an admin team was to look at the forums daily to see what people are saying on the forums and get involved. You can see on there, there's a lot of stuff that's ongoing. There is stuff that we've taken online. but there's also quite a lot of stuff that's complete as well. So I think, in effect, what I'm saying is, bear with us. We are a very small admin team. I think there's 6 or 7 of us. We do actually all have a specific role. So we're all spokespeople, but then I cover a secretarial role, managing the PO box, sending out endorse e-packs, that kind of thing. Dawn as press and public relations, Alan Buffery as treasurer, Mark Palmer looking after our media, Clara looks after publications, Winston moderates the forum, and Chris Baldwin looks after merchandising. But one thing that is key is that that isn't the LCA, that's just an admin team. Any group of people needs a small team just to administer the running of that group, and the LCA is basically just all of us. I was quite surprised when I joined to see how few people are actually involved in the LCA, and even fewer people that are actually active within the LCA. So anything that anyone can do, whether it's sending the letter like Pat suggested, filling in the consultation document, we've got to do all of the little things that we can do, and all of those things help towards the campaign.